Welcome to Slugnet. The top story for today is that threat actors are actively exploiting a maximum severity remote code execution vulnerability in SAP Commerce Cloud, even after a patch was released 3 days ago. Application security and IT platform operations teams should apply the SAP Commerce Cloud patch immediately. At number 2, hackers are using an authentication bypass in macOS screen sharing to deploy Monero miners following the release of public exploit code. SOC and IT platform operations teams need to update macOS to the latest version to block this flaw. Next, at number 3, Metasploit has added 13 new modules including remote code execution exploits for WordPress, Joomla, and the Fragnesia Linux kernel. SOC and application security teams should review these new modules to ensure their systems are patched. Number 4 sees oil giant Shell investigating a potential incident after the Clop ransomware gang claimed to have stolen 89 gigabytes of data. This is a critical development for security leaders and SOC and incident response teams. At number 5, a Scottish government agency reported a data breach caused by a third-party provider that may have impacted other agencies, a situation security leaders and SOC and incident response teams should monitor. Number 6 involves a breach at Shipmonk that exposed shipping information for 14,000 Trezor customers, affecting individual users and consumers as well as SOC and incident response teams. At number 7, new research shows Google Workspace attacks are shifting away from phishing toward the use of stolen OAuth tokens to access Gmail and Drive. Identity and cloud security and platform teams should implement stricter OAuth token monitoring and rotation policies. Number 8 highlights a report finding that weak identity and access management affects up to 98% of cloud environments. Cloud security, platform, and identity and access management teams are advised to audit their configurations against CISA baseline practices. And number 9, Sierra has acquired Oasis Security to build a unified control plane for AI agent security, a move of interest to security leaders and identity and access management teams. Finally, at number 10, Google Cloud has outlined its roadmap for post-quantum cryptography readiness, with a goal of full implementation by 2029, which is relevant for security leaders and cloud security and platform teams. That's it for today.